how the process went. Now that you've taken over, what's next?
Well, the process started when I met with Dr. Carlin and Mr. Hogan and Mr. Norby to see if there was an interest on my end, and obviously I was interested. The interim position fits what I need and kind of what the school needs at this time. My family has some obligations that I'm kind of going to help out with, so that's kind of where we're at right now.
Is there a situation, and obviously time will tell, but do you see yourself in this position further long-term, or is it more so that you guys are just kind of taking this maybe a month-by-month deal?
Well, it's going to be something that we reevaluate maybe sometime during the second semester and see where I'm at with my family obligations and kind of where the school is with what they're wanting out of this position.
You had time in Holcomb, so you've been around the block, so you know what you're doing, obviously. So what do you bring to the table?
Well, I think, you know, experience is a little bit of what I have. You know, I've done the AD piece at smaller schools. I'm from Garden City. I know a lot of the people here. I'm in the from the community. I think I'll be a good fit with what I'll bring to the table.
When you take over this district, obviously it's been in pretty good hands as far as the direction of the athletics program. So now moving forward, what do you envision, I guess, over the next few months?
Well, it's just, you know, the transition piece is kind of what we're working on, just making sure we have game schedules lined up for the fall, officials and things like that, making sure that, you know, the equipment that we need is in place. You know, I've visited with a few coaches over the last week or so on some of the needs that they have. So just making sure when activities start in August, we're ready to get going.
What's the biggest challenge for you taking over a position, A, that's this big, a bigger school, and the fact that you do come in a little bit late because of Martin's resignation now almost going into July. So what's the biggest challenge for you?
Well, it's just a transition piece, you know, just trying to figure out where Martin had everything, where he left everything off at, and just trying to pick up and making sure that we're not missing gaps, like I said, when August comes around, making sure that, you know, football's ready, volleyball, golf, tennis. I mean, that's really our main concern right now, is making sure that when first day of practice starts that we're ready to go.
Last thing, what's going through your mind right now? Garden City guys, you graduated from here, and now that you've taken over a program that you were basically involved in. So now that you're taking this over, it's kind of coming full circle for you.
Well, I'm excited. I remember when Coach Meadows was in this position and Coach Weatherly. It's something that, you know, when you're a high school kid, you don't ever envision yourself doing. So I'm kind of excited to be in this position and just try to make Garden City as good as it possibly can.